The annual operating costs of the Sitka Performing Arts Center, or PAC as it's called, top out around $240,000 a year. Part of that expense until now has included a management contract paid to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp to cover a technical director to care for the PAC's state-of-the-art lighting and sound systems, custodial costs, and everything else associated with staging shows in the space. The old deal was a win for both the schools and the Fine Arts Camp because the PAC is physically connected to Sitka High School and...
The main user of the auditorium is the school district.
Roger Schmidt is the director of the Fine Arts Camp.
Which is, you know, great. That's what we believe in. So, you know, that's basically allowed us to provide support to the school district and then the community groups that use the space.
But now, under an agreement signed on April 3rd, the Fine Arts Camp has agreed to do everything it was previously paid to do for free. Or, in other words, the camp is going to absorb the $112,000 cost of a technical director and custodial services. The Fine Arts Camp is nonprofit. Schmidt says that his board does not see operating the PAC as an economic opportunity. In fact, just the opposite.
We saw a great opportunity extinguishing, and so we felt that our mission is to provide the highest quality arts education experiences to Alaska youth and Sitka youth, and that is the mission of the PAC. And so it's sort of having to prioritize a way to keep that going. That means that we have to adjust our own budget and priorities. But from the board level, I think we recognize that if we weren't keeping the PAC open, we weren't recognizing our own mission and sort of the responsibility that comes with that mission.
Part of that reprioritization within the budget is in payroll. Schmidt says the camp's objective is to have pay and benefits commensurate with other educators and professionals in Sitka. Taking on the PAC will be a setback toward that goal, and full-time camp employees will not have an employer-sponsored health plan this year, or perhaps not for some time to come. At the April 3rd meeting of the Sitka School Board, when the management agreement was finalized, Fine Arts Camp Board President Martha Pearson said that this deal was not a one-time response to the massive education cuts proposed by Governor Dunleavy. She said that the deal was for keeps.
I'd also like to just mention that even if the budget situation miraculously changed and there were more funds available than we expected, this agreement and intention is still going to stay. We just see this as a really long-term partnership that's going to work for the city of Sitka and the students of Sitka.
Schmidt says it's time for the annual political tug-of-war over the PAC to end.
We want the space to be off the table politically. I think it's incredibly hard on the music teachers at Sitka High. You know, they're putting a lot of energy into what they're doing and you know, to sort of pretend there's some scenario where Jazz Fest would move back to the gym and all the all the athletic programs would be relocated. I think the idea that our kids, the message they get that somehow that's not valued as a teaching tool. We think it's been a false political pawn. Like, it's not realistic to close down. You don't close down gyms. You don't close down. You know, we're talking the apocalypse when that happens. And I'm not seeing the apocalypse in Sitka. I'm seeing people that need to make some decisions to be more generous towards kids and towards schools.
The final decision about the agreement rests in the hands of the Sitka Assembly, who would agree to take on the basic utility costs of the building, water, sewer, and electricity. The school district would cover heat and insurance, expenses it would have to cover even if the building were shuttered. And the Fine Arts Camp would take the rest. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.